Now when Turambar was gone, Niniel stood silent as a stone. But Brandir came to her and said, "Niniel, fear not the worst until you must. But did I not counsel you to wait?"
"You did so," she answered. "Yet how would that profit me now? For love may abide and suffer unwedded."
"That I know," said Brandir. "Yet wedding is not for nothing."
"No," said Niniel, "for now I am 2 months gone with his child. But it does not seem to me that my fear of loss is the more heavy to bear. I understand you not."
"Nor I myself," said he, "and yet I am afraid."
"What a comforter you are," she cried. "But Brandir, friend, wedded or unwedded, mother or maid, my dread is beyond enduring. The master of doom is gone to challenge his doom far hence. And how shall I stay here and wait for the slow coming of tidings, good or ill? This night, it may be, he will meet with the dragon. And how shall I stand, or sit, or pass the dreadful hours?"
"I know not," said he, "but somehow the hours must pass, for you and for the wives of those that went with him."
"Let them do as their hearts bid," she cried. "But for me, I shall go. The miles shall not lie between me and my lord's peril. I will go to meet the tidings."
Then Brundir's dread grew black at her words, and he cried,
"That you shall not do, if I may hinder it, for thus will you endanger all counsel. The miles that lie between may give time for escape, if ill befall."
"If ill befall, I shall not wish to escape," she said. "And now your wisdom is vain, and you shall not hinder me."
And she stood forth before the people that were still gathered in the open place of the Efel, and she cried,
"Men of Brethil, I will not wait here. If my lord fails, then all hope is false. Your land and woods shall be burned utterly, and all your houses laid in ashes, and none shall escape. Therefore, why tarry here? Now I go to meet the tidings, and whatever doom may send. Let all those of like mind come with me."